Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans Amy. Amy Wells joins us in studio. Amy, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are good. Good. So I heard you were working on this, like, very important piece, and you had to, it sucks that you had to go to Hawaii for this to happen.
Man, that's rough.
You know, my job is pretty demanding. It's pretty taxing. And when they say go to Hawaii, I mean, I'll bite the bullet and I'll go.
Oh, I thought 100%. This is one that you pitch yourself like, hey, I got to do this piece on Marcus. I'm going to need to go to Hawaii.
Well, realistically, we've been wanting to do something on Marcus for a long time. Obviously, he's the quarterback in the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. You've got to do a story on him. And he invited us to come out to his golf tournament. And so we figured, this feels like a good opportunity. We can knock some stuff out here. And so we did.
It's always that one reporter from KHON, the Honolulu TV. And that guy does the one thing with him.
In the offseason.
And then we all just wait for him to, at some point, make the, where he dumps like the 12 minutes of raw footage. And he never did that. So I'm thinking, we're not going to hear anything. Today I'm watching the OTP podcast, which, by the way, you need to give people that info. And you go, here we go. We actually spent time with Marcus at his golf tournament. I'm thinking, we isn't. And then sure enough, there you are.
Yep.
Right there.
It was pretty remarkable. It is funny, though, because you're right. We always get that one report out of Honolulu, and like that's the big off-season story.
Right.
When I was over there, I turned on the morning news, and there's Jim Wyatt with Mike Vrabel at owners' meetings on the local sports. I was like, it's 5 in the morning. It's too early for Jim Wyatt. But it was, I was like, hey, look at that. So they're doing the same thing with us.
Wait, so Jim got Arizona, you got Hawaii. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think fair trade.
Won. I think contract. You won.
Yeah.
So when you watch their local news out there, is it Marcus, Marcus, Marcus? I mean, did you see people in Titans gear out there?
There were a lot of people in Titans gear. I was actually really blown away by the amount of knowledge people had about the Titans organization overall. And they saw us, because we all wear Titan stuff everywhere we go. They would see the logo and they're like, oh, Marcus, Marcus. Even people who don't really care about football, they knew about Marcus Mariota. They cared about Marcus Mariota. They wanted him to be doing well, and not just like an is he healthy kind of way, but is a how does he like it out there? How is this going? Like, they cared about him as a person, not just him as a player, which was so cool.
I think that's why he likes it so much there. And people will get a chance to see this interview if they haven't. Just think of the most relaxed you've ever seen somebody that you know. Like, your friend goes on vacation and they come back to work and they seem so relaxed. That's what that dude seems like right now.
Well, this was my first time ever going to Hawaii, and I can say that I get it.
Yep.
Like, I understand Marcus's vibe. I understand Marcus as a person now. He's always seemed like a great dude, an amazing, spectacular human. But when you go to Hawaii, you kind of get it. Mm-hmm. Like, he was also raised by spectacular humans.
Right.
The culture there, the vibe there is just so different. It's all about humility. It's all about gratitude. It's all about pure kindness. There's nothing flashy over in Hawaii. Nobody's trying to be flashy or to, there's no egos. There's none of that. It's just, hey, welcome to our island. We're so happy you're here. Can we get you a surfboard?
Right. Like, welcome to paradise.
Well, yeah. And they all just feel so grateful to be living there and to be in that community that I totally understand Marcus Mariota now that I have seen the people who made him.
Yeah, so not to take anything away from Marcus, I've been a few times over there too. That is a Hawaiian thing. That is a Hawaiian vibe, a Hawaiian mindset. It explains a lot in terms, like, if you're trying to figure out, like, if you're that guy, why does he not show more competitiveness? It's not that he's not competitive. That's just the way that he was raised.
That's the way they conduct themselves.
A lot of people in Hawaii are raised.
Well, Aloha spirit.
Yes. That's exactly what they call it. And I had the opportunity. We have so much more Marcus stuff coming up, by the way. This is not the end of the stuff you're going to see out of Hawaii. It's coming all spring and summer. We have tons of stuff. But I was very fortunate to be able to talk to some of his old coaches and some of the people who knew him best as a junior high school kid. And they said that he is the human embodiment of the Aloha spirit, exactly like you said, Don. He embodies all of those traits, but no one ever said kind of what you hear in the media sometimes that, well, he doesn't get very fiery. Well, he doesn't seem to be super competitive. They see him for what he is, a phenomenal person, a phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal quarterback. The end.
So what, and not to spoil anything that's coming, but for you in your time there, in who you were able to talk to, his old coaches, family, whatever, just seeing him in his golf tournament and all that, what, or even just the conversations that you guys had, what stood out to you the most? Like when you left there, what did you think back on and think, huh?
The thing that struck me was how genuinely relaxed and recharged Marcus seemed. He seemed very back to himself, you know?
Which is funny because Mickey listened to the OTP today and his text to us was, did you guys hear that? Like Marcus seems like he is the most relaxed that we've seen from him in a long time. Just chill.
Absolutely. And he was totally in his element and he was surrounded by his friends and family, and it's a golf tournament, so no one's super high strung when they're golfing. But he really just seemed that's true. He really just seemed recharged. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is he seemed so ready to get back to work. He seemed like it just in talking about some of the football things we were talking about, whether it's Arthur Smith being the offensive coordinator, whether it's all of the offensive weapons that he has and the skill players that are going to be coming back. He is so ready to go because he feels like this team is so close. And I was fired up about it. I was just getting excited listening to him talk about it and listening to his excitement.
Weight-wise, how'd he look? You know, there was
Bigger than me. Thank God. No,
what just happened? I'm kidding. That's going to look great on Twitter.
No, he definitely did. He looks like he's bulking up a little bit. And he said that he was. He said that he's trying to, you know, get a little stronger, get a little bigger.
Right, that came just from for longevity. Him, that talk about right. That came from him, maybe from the Kahan guy at one point earlier in his trip over there.
Yeah, but his whole goal is staying healthy and being able to get through a football season. And if that means putting on some weight, then so be it.
There you go.
There are a lot of people in this town who are really rooting for that dude to go out and just ball out and stay healthy this year. You know, I mean, he is, like you said, people just see him, they see what kind of person he is and all those kind of things. But he is such a beloved player, just his own body, his injuries, whatever has come between him and ultimately getting that long-term deal and everyone knowing that he's just going to be the quarterback here for five more years or whatever his whole career. There's a lot of people that want that to happen.
Absolutely. And for all the people here who want it, there are so many more in Honolulu that are rooting for him and are so excited for him and are so proud of him just as a representative of their island, their culture, their community over there. I mean, he's done so many things to invest in things. And of course, he's done things in Nashville and Oregon.
Well, the golf tournament literally raises money to do things for us, what Motivate Foundation.
Exactly. Yeah. And the really cool thing about that Motivate Foundation is that wherever the event takes place, so whatever city it is, the money stays in that city and is invested back in that community. So yes, it's a organization that or a foundation that serves a lot of different places and a lot of different states, but the money that is raised in a certain state stays there. So you can feel good going to a golf tournament in Honolulu, and you know that the money that you're spending to be a part of that is going to be injected right back into your own community, which I think is so cool and is such a mindful way of doing it.
Sure. Amy Wells at Titans Amy on Twitter. Check her out, TitansOnline.com and the OTP.
Every day right now, right?
Every day right now, but just subscribe to the podcast. Like, what are we really doing here? Get on and subscribe. Then you don't have to think about it anymore. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Just subscribe to the thing, and then you don't have to think about it. Oh, my gosh, is it on today? It's already on your phone.
There you go.
The OTP, the official Titans podcast. Yeah. See?
This is what I saw on the OTP, and you can check out the Titans official Titans podcast or OTP. And this was on there this morning, her exclusive interview with the Titans quarterback.
What does the offseason kind of look like for you? Are you bouncing around a lot? Are you here? What does a typical day or a couple days look like for you during the offseason?
This offseason's been a little different for me. Usually this time of the year I'm in California with my agent and the trainer that I work with. But through the season and, you know, really what kind of happened, I wanted to come home and really just kind of be around people that I loved and supported me. So I really spent probably since January, I've been in and out really of being here in Hawaii, which is the first time I think I've been home, for more than maybe a month at a time since high school. So it was nice to be able to be here, to train, to rehab, to kind of do everything here at home. It's kind of fun. You get to be kind of the middle Pacific. You don't get many phone calls. You don't get many media requests. So it's been nice to be able to do that and to enjoy some time off where I can feel a little bit more recuperated and ready to go back to Nashville.
So is it safe to say that this place is kind of your sanctuary?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know, and like we talked about, it takes a village to raise a child. And every time I come home, I feel there's like a little protection. You know, they all kind of, you know, no matter what I'm doing, you know, whether I'm at the beach or, you know, playing golf or working out, you know, people tend to just say hello, you know, show their support. And for me, that means a lot. And it's nice to be able to come back here and enjoy that.
Tell me about how you're feeling right now. Are you feeling good? You feeling like things are getting back on track for you?
I would say so, yeah. You know, I'm getting close to feeling a whole lot better. You know, it's taken a little while. What was kind of weird for me was this offseason, it wasn't necessarily like, hey, you can do more reps and you can feel better. It was like, hey, you shouldn't do anything and you'll feel better. So it was kind of a different aspect for me. You know, I've always kind of felt more is better. But this time, you know, whether it was the doctors, whether it's, you know, the rehab people here or with Todd and those guys, it was more, hey, you know, let's just take some time off and get your body right. So I'm feeling a lot better. I'm looking forward to being back in Nashville and continuing that process with Todd and those guys. I think, you know, now with the new coaching strength and conditioning staff, you know, we're excited to be able to get back to work.
As a guy who's not used to taking that slow down period, do you feel like you're itching a little bit
get back? Yes, absolutely. And the excitement, you know, it always comes around, but, you know, I can really feel it this year. And it's fun because, again, you know, we got a good core group of guys that have been there since really my rookie year. And we've kind of always consistently got better. You know, to put three winning seasons together is an awesome foundation. Now let's go take the next step. And I think we're ready to do that.
You're going to have your core group of guys in terms of skill players back. Everyone's still going to be there, plus the addition of Adam Humphries. Is there a lot to be excited about for you? You have lot of things to play with now.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, as we continue forward, you know, the young core group of receivers that we got are going to learn and continue to grow. You know, I'm excited for Corey. He made a huge step last season. You know, Tajay's another guy that's continuing to grow. And then you got Tay, who can really just take the top off of the defenses. So, you know, I'm excited to get that core group of guys again back together. And then when you throw the old guy, Delaney, back in there, it's definitely going to help. So, you know, no matter what, we've got a great team. You know, we all just got to continue to work and to listen to Art. I think Art's got a great vision for us. And then from there, just go out there and play.
You're really familiar with Arthur Smith. He's been around for a long time. Why do you think he's going to be the guy?
Well, I think he, you know, for one, just loves the game. Mm-hmm. His passion, his drive, you know, you can see it with how he coaches the tight ends. And now he's going to be able to take that and really kind of spread across the entire offense. And I'm really excited. He's a great mind. somebody that I feel has been around the game on both sides of the ball. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to learn from him because I think he's got such a good feel. I think everybody in general is really excited to get back.
Marcus Mariota, why are you excited about the 2019 season?
I think we have an opportunity to make the next step. I'm excited to get healthy. I'm excited to go back out there with our guys. Again, we've got a solid foundation. And for us right now, I think we're always kind of getting better. I think Coach Vrabel's got a vision for us. And as we continue to push towards that vision, I think we'll end up where we want to go.
Marcus Mariota with Titans. Amy, I mean, sometimes you got to go where the story is, right? And the story was in Honolulu. So
you pointed out, you hear the birds chirping in the background of that interview. Yeah. Man.
I mean, it sounded like
he's so relaxed.
It sounded like either they were in Hawaii or at a golf tournament, but they were at a golf tournament in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been, you must go.
Man, that's some relaxed people over there. He is one of them.